seems each of us suffers at least some betrayal in our lifetime. It's one thing that seems to bind us together. So have you ever been betrayed? But for there to be betrayal, there has to first exist trust. Trust in an external source. So really, betrayal is about learning to not elevate or glorify external sources. Well, sources other than the divine. Martin Luther, the 16th century German theologian, once said, "All our experience with history should teach us how badly human wisdom is betrayed when it relies on itself." Have you ever been betrayed when relying on someone else? I trust the theme of this guided audio meditation from Psalm chapter 55 will offer you hope as you seek steady ground, some place or someone to count on and stand with you in times of need. So to begin your meditation, one by one, disengage from external sources that may be a distraction to you. What are those sources that you lean on? Your phone? Television? Social media? Well, step away for a moment as you're able. We will be together for about 15 minutes. And as you sense your focus shift from the seen to the unseen, listen and join in this time of responsive prayer from Psalms chapter 119. Just respond softly with, "Lord God, sustain me." The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Respond with, "Lord God, sustain me." The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Respond, "Lord God, sustain me." Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments. Respond, "Lord God, sustain me." So pause here now and continue in quiet reflection as you sense God's consistency, His sustaining love and care. Let this time of continuing stillness move without effort into a time of prayerful presence with God. Have you ever said to yourself, "All I can do now is pray"? Well, when you come to the end of self-reliance, you are at the beginning of relying on God. So pray now a prayer of reliance, using your words from your heart and in your time. Continue as you find yourself becoming even more aware of God and His Spirit and His Son through your breathing. Simply start to focus your attention on your breath, the inhaling and exhaling, relying on the natural rhythm of the body that God gave you. Be aware of your reliance on your heart, your lungs, and the oxygen around you. If your eyes aren't closed, relax them now into a soft gaze as you sense the presence of God in your breathing, as you rely on your breathing. Simply observe each breath without controlling it. Just focus on the natural rise and fall of your stomach. Notice how your body seems to naturally know how much breath it needs to inhale and when to exhale. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of you breathing, relying on the presence of the Holy Spirit. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of everything in and around you. Encounter everything. What are you aware of right now? What do you hear or smell? How does your body feel? Scan your body slowly now from head to toe. What are the aspects of who you are and where you are that you rely on? Thank God for everything that you're encountering. As you do so, you may find your mind wanders, distracted by thoughts or sensations, and that's okay. Just notice when it's happening and gently bring your attention back to your breath and back to a reliance on God. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations. Don't study them too closely for now, just be aware of them. And listen for a word gift from the Holy Spirit as you listen to Psalm chapter 55, verse 22, from the New International Version. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What word or thought remains in your mind from this passage? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage? We'll focus on the truth the Holy Spirit revealed. Embrace it. Rely on it. Why did the Holy Spirit give you this truth to consider today? And how might you apply this truth today? Listen once again to a wider perspective from the New Living Translation. Give your burdens to the Lord, and He will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. But you, O God, will send the wicked down to the pit of destruction. Murderers and liars will die young, but I am trusting you to save me. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as your mind drifts through the imagery of betrayal, of how the wicked around you pretend to offer care and guidance and support, but you can only trust in God to save you. Feel the betrayal of others here, but then feel the salvation and reliance on God. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. And with your eyes closed, listen for words of God's consistent, sustaining care. He, my companion, has put out his hands against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his covenant of friendship and loyalty. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but his heart was hostile. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burdens on the Lord, release it, and he will sustain you and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken or slip or fall or even fail. But you, O God, will bring down the wicked to the pit of destruction. Men of blood and treachery will not live out half their days. But I will boldly and unwaveringly trust in you. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, it's been said that there is no greater blessing than a family hand that lifts you up from a fall. But there is no lower curse than a family hand that betrays and strikes you when you're down. Have you known that pain? What happened to you when you experienced that? Where did you feel it? How did you feel it? Well, be mindful of those feelings as the Holy Spirit guides you in this time of reflection. As you were present in your imagination with a close friend or family member that betrayed you, discern God's presence in your life now, here. In fact, it might not have been imagination. It might have been a very present and real pain. Once again, be mindful of those feelings as the Holy Spirit guides you to be reminded that, as Martin Luther said, our experiences should teach us how badly human wisdom is betrayed when we rely on ourselves. It could be added, when we rely on others for things that aren't capable of giving them. Meditate there. return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of sacred mindful meditation, and just whisper, Lord God, sustain me. Let the word sustain guide you today. And let the reliable, strong arms of God sustain you and be your meditation all through your day. Let me pray that you remember to cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let you be shaken. And now may God meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So in the days ahead, you will surely face moments where you may feel betrayed, times where you relied on an external source for your care, only to be disappointed. Relying on something or someone for care that's not capable of providing it. Well, ask God in that moment for the courage to rely on Him and Him alone for your needs, for Him to sustain you. You might also know someone who has an unhealthy reliance on things or people that you know aren't capable or able to sustain them. Whisper their name. How can you reach out to them and tell them only God has strong enough shoulders for them to rely on? When you think about it, there is an opposite relationship between self-reliance and reliance on God. So when you're ready, step out and expect to discover chances to rely on and encounter God instead of yourself today.